So you're making the argument that this benefits the leagues and the public at large because it provokes more transparency and it gives the league an avenue upon which to detect what's going on significantly better and therefore eradicate it even better than it could have ever done before. Is that your argument?
Put very well, Stephen A. Absolutely. That's the argument. And the fact is, look, if the mob thought that this stuff was going on, like I said, they're not going to pick up the phone and call Roger Goodell. They're not going to pick up the phone and call Rob Manfred. They're going to pick up the phone and call, you know, Mr. Silver. They're not going to do that. They're going to hopefully get in on the gig and try to, you know, leverage the athlete even more to do stuff that's even worse than what we've seen. Here, these things are monitored on a regular basis, not just by the sports books, but by the regulators in each state who are looking at the volume of betting and what the betting is on and whether any of that betting is unusually high for a particular act. Like, for instance, the way they found out about the allegations against Clase and Ortiz, you know, unusually high betting on their first pitch when they would come into a game. And so heavy prop betting on that. In response, you know, Rob Manfred has now come to an agreement with the sports books to limit that kind of prop betting to $200 at most. And so it would be extraordinarily hard to be able to make any serious money on a bet like that. And I think that's an appropriate way to put it. You look at what the regulators and show you, and you decide how are we going to make this even rarer. But without this transparency of it being legal, it would have never been found out.